something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I want to share briefly with you on be filled with the Spirit. See, it's a simple but very profound instruction given to us in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want you to read for me verse 18. 1, 2, go. You haven't found it yet? You haven't found it? Have you found it?
Yes.
All right, read it now, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I believe that the Word of God is for doing. I believe God gave us His Word not only to inform us, but for us to do it. So the Bible says, be ye doers of the Word, not hearers only. There are people who are hearers only. They just hear it. They like it. They listen to the Word of God. They love it, but they don't do it. Here it says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Read it to someone close to you. Hallelujah. It says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. The striking thing about what he tells us here, when it says, be not drunk with wine, the Greek term that's used there expresses more than being full of the drink. It actually means to be full of it until it controls you. So he says, don't be full of the drink to the level it controls you. Now, the point is this. What he wants to tell you has nothing to do with drink. Are you getting this? You know, some people, that's where they like to stop. They say, yeah. Bible says, don't be full of drink until it controls you. I can drink until, so long as it doesn't control me, I still know myself.
You see, he's not trying to talk to you about drink. He's trying to relate something to you. The focus is not on the drink. The focus is what should replace it. He's saying, don't be controlled by drink. Don't be full of drink till it controls you. Rather, be full of the Spirit to the control of the Spirit. That's what he's talking about. He's not trying to get your mind on the drink. He's trying to get your mind on the Spirit. He wants you to be full of the Spirit. How often? Always. Many Christians live ordinary lives because they are not full of the Spirit. They are full sometimes and then not full sometimes. Meanwhile, the margin actually shows us that what the apostle was saying there, what Paul the apostle was saying there, was to be continually being filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit continually. Be filled with the Spirit. If you're continually filled with the Spirit, your life will be an unending stream of the supernatural, of the miraculous. When we talk about a life of constant victory, this is what we mean. It's a life that's continually filled with the Spirit. And because of that, you're going to see things God's way continually. You cease to operate at this base level of the ordinary man. It's a base level. They think wrong. They think at the ordinary plane of life. But there's a higher realm of life. We have been called into a supernatural walk with God for an unending life of victory. Absolute victory. But you know, that's not the experience of many, many Christians. It's not. They're trying and it's not working, you know. They say they're putting some things to work. They're trying and then it's not happening as they expect. Somebody said, I give my tithes always. I don't know why I got problems in my finances. I give my offerings continually. I don't know why I got problems in my finances. Oh, well, I don't know why I got problems in my job. I don't know why I got problems in my business. You know, people got all these kind of things. They got lots of these challenges. You know why? Because they are operating on the level of the flesh. There's where they're operating. Step up. Tell somebody, step up. Glory to God. Step up. Say it again to someone. Step up, brother. Step up, sister. Hallelujah. Step up. Step up. Stop seeing things the way you do. See with the eyes of the Spirit. See with the eyes of the Spirit. The world will suddenly become small to you. Think the thoughts of God. But you know, how are you going to do that? No, nobody can do that except by the Holy Ghost. That's why he wants us to be filled with the Spirit. Because if we're filled with the Spirit, we will be enabled supernaturally. We will see what men don't see. We'll hear what the ordinary man can't hear. We'll perceive things at a higher plane of life. A realm that's impossible for the natural man. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And then he says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things, not some things. He has an understanding of all things. It's within his ability, in his spirit. Something about the spiritual man. He's never confused. He's never perturbed. He's never worried. He has come to the level in his life where he has learned to cast all his cares upon him. Because he cares for him. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can. Glory to God. I can do all things. He has an I can do mentality. He's never confused. He never finds himself in that position of worry. Why me? Why are these things happening to me? What have I done wrong? No. He has stepped upward. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He doesn't function like the ordinary man. He's full of the Holy Ghost. He says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Be filled with the Spirit. He'll make you a wonder. Be filled with the Spirit. When you're full of the Spirit, you know, you talk differently. You know, like the guy, you know, looks at himself in the mirror. He's always hissing. Always looking troubled. The one who's full of the Spirit stands in front of the mirror. He says, you're going somewhere. Are you hearing me? He's cheered up always. You're going somewhere. He's talking to himself. You're going somewhere. The world is small. Hit it big.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music. The best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kingston, Jamaica, 118 Waltham Park Road. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesday 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +1 877-686-6305 +1 877-659-09792 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I always have better days. I always have better days. You know, some people say, you know, they're going through a hard time. You know, for that day, they say, you know, it's one of those days. They're trying to say it's one of those tough days, you know, where things don't work out right. That's what they're trying to say. See, but because in their mentality, they have these blue days. They have come to an understanding that things don't always work out. There are some days, tough days. It's one of those days. I don't have any of those days. I am an absolute victor 24 hours a day, every day of the week, every day of the year, every day. I don't give any to the devil. He doesn't stand a chance. I don't give him any. I rule always. I'm in office all the time. See what I mean? He's put the devil under my feet. So I keep him there all the time. He ain't coming out of there. You see, somebody says, it looks like the devil is just running rampage in my family. No, he's not supposed to be running rampage. That's where he should be. You trap him there. Say, devil, you can't show up anywhere because you're down there. He said, you shall tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means. Whew. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, it means that whoever is trying to hurt you is wasting his time. He is fighting a lost battle. He's wasting his time. That's why I tell you, never pray about your enemies. Never pray about those who don't like you or those who despise you, those who got problems with you. Never care about them. Let me tell you a secret. No one who dislikes you can ever be ahead of you. It's a spiritual secret. I'm not even yet talking about hatred. He doesn't hate you. I mean, I'm talking about dislike. I told you, I've never met somebody that I didn't like. Because I made up my mind many years ago. I cannot not like somebody. I've never met someone that I didn't like. Someone who doesn't like you can never be ahead of you. And here's another thought. If he had been ahead of you before he heard of you and disliked you or met you and disliked you, he has put a full stop on his journey. He is not moving further until you are gone past him. That's what the Bible says. See, we are called to inherit a blessing. We are called special. You got to understand this. We're not ordinary folks. See, this thing either works or it doesn't work. But it does work. It works. Tell somebody, works. See, when God wants to stop a man in his tracks, he makes him collide with you. You know, when someone collides with me, you know what I mean by that? If somebody's got a problem with me, no matter where he is, whether I know him, I don't know him. If he's got a problem with me, it means God has determined to frustrate him. You see that? I'm not trying to make this up. It's in the Word. You understand what I'm talking about? See, so you never bother about such things. Because, you see, we've been called to be a blessing to people. And so when someone proves himself unworthy of the blessing that you carry, then he's in a deep mess. He's in trouble. See, have this consciousness in you. Did you ever read in the book of Numbers, well, 23rd chapter of the book of Numbers, you'd find how that Balaam, who had been asked to curse Israel, was there trying to curse Israel. He wanted to. He tried. But every time he opened his mouth to curse Israel, God threw a blessing into his mouth. And then he said a blessing. And the man who hired him to curse Israel stopped him. Shut up! I hired you to curse them. And you are blessing them. He said, I'm sorry. I'll try again. Then he tried again to curse Israel. He spoke another blessing. And the man said, shut up! I asked you to curse them. Then Balaam said, look, this is impossible because it shall be said of Israel that which God hath wrought. You didn't get that. That means Israel is God's workmanship. And that's what the Bible says about us over in the New Testament, that we are his workmanship. So he said to the man, there is no enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Jacob. Then the man said, okay, don't say anything, don't bless, don't curse, just shut up. Oh, glory to God. No enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Jacob. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Turning to the book of Exodus, in chapter number 31, and read from verse 1. Exodus chapter 31. All right, read from verse 1. 1, 2, go. What verse are you? Read verse 3 now. Verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. This guy was heavily gifted by God. How? Through the Spirit. He filled him with wisdom. He filled him with ability. Says he, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. Oh my goodness. Now, he gave this gentleman such tremendous ability because he wanted him to do something. He wanted him to carry out the construction of the tabernacle and all the various vessels that should be in there. And God filled him with the Spirit. He filled him with the Spirit. Whatever you want to do, do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't received the Holy Spirit, you got a problem. And that means you need to, and you need to today. Don't wait too long. But if you have received the Holy Spirit, it's not enough. You have to be filled with the Spirit continually.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kingston, Jamaica, 118 Waltham Park Road. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesday 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +1 877-686-6307 or +1 877-659-0972 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.